Breaking down what's hot on the streets.
Word.
It's the Hot Box.
And according to a new report from the Center for Development and Enterprise, there are now 9.1 million people between the ages of 15 and 34 who are not in employment, education, or training. And to chat around what all of this means, we had the pleasure of welcoming back Anne Bernstein, Center for Development and Enterprise Executive Director. Welcome back, Anne.
Great. Nice to be with you.
Always amazing to learn from you, Anne. So thank you so much for your time, always. I'd like to please start our chat by asking, why did you choose Alex and Bushbuck Ridge as the research focus?
Well, they're two very different sort of places. So the one, Bushbuck Ridge, has probably got the least employed young people in the country.
Estimate
about 5% of the people, young people there are employed, which is unimaginable.
Yeah.
And it's far away. You know, it's a settlement created by apartheid. Far from economic opportunities. Alex is very different. Alex is right next to Sandton. So we thought there would be two very different places, and we happen to know people in Alex and in Bushbuck Ridge. So those are two unemployment hotspots in the country.
And it's Lindy here. Speak to us about some of the common issues that were raised by people that you spoke to.
Well, young people, it's not like young people are sitting around doing nothing. Mm. That's the wrong image. They're trying very hard to grab at anything. So that's one. Two, they can't get jobs. Or if they get anything, it's for a very short period of time, and then they're back where they started. So they don't accumulate skills. And then when they go and find a place to get some skills, they're generally skills that aren't really what employers want. We also found that there's a lot of well-meaning youth centers, but they're very insular. They're not connected to the world of work, so they're not much help to young people. So there are a lot of young people out there who are feeling very desperate and who think it's their fault rather than a structural problem that's holding them back, that our society is not geared to provide employment for young, generally unskilled and inexperienced people.
Hmm. And you're not painting a very bright picture there, but what can government do to solve this unemployment problem in the country, and can they do anything?
Well, absolutely. Government can do a lot of things. Firstly, they must stop pretending that if we avoid the big policy choices, the big issues of reform, we can somehow make a difference and turn this crisis around. So calling summits, talk shops, endless discussions, little projects, interventions in failing systems, or growing the public sector wage bill with short-term temporary jobs, this is not the answer. So government has to stop pretending. We have to take some hard choices if we're going to turn around these absolutely unbelievable numbers. I can think of nothing that is more exclusionary than what South Africa does today. And we really are no country for young people. So there are a lot of options for government that are free. I'm not calling for lots of money. We're saying make the hard choices that are required in three areas. We have to get growth. Mm. Unless we have more and more firms that want people to work for them, we're not going to deal with these 9 million people.
Indeed.
So growth needs tough reforms with energy, with enthusiasm, and with urgency.
Yes.
The second area of reform is we have to make this a much more labor-intensive economy. We have to introduce changes to our labor market. And CDE has put forward carefully calibrated reforms to the labor market that do not affect the rights of all unionized workers, and we've made a lot of suggestions on what to do here. Thirdly, we have to fix our skills system. So not only are our schools failing young people, but our TVETs are very expensive, and the throughput, you know, the number of people going through to get their diploma or whatever, is very low. Mm. So That's not good enough. So on every front, you can't avoid the big reforms that are required. And then we've got to get business and the TVETs, the skills training system, has to work. They have to work together. But business can't do that if you've got a failing TVET system.
Mm. Sure. And Nevzia, speaking on business, what do you think business needs to do to create sustained working opportunities?
Well, I think that's the wrong way to put the question. I think we have to create an environment and laws and regulations that incentivize an employer to employ people. After all, if you're an employer, you're taking a risk on a young person who's never worked before, who's probably come from a home where nobody works. So it's a risk. So you have to lessen the restrictions on hiring and firing and what you pay so that you employers say, I'll give this kid a risk, give this person a chance and see if they can perform. Can they fit into my company? Can we find something for them to do? Are they eager? And can we teach them and train them? So I think the real issue isn't what business can do. Business has to... We have to get the environment right so that people want to invest, people who've got job companies want to expand them, and that way we'll get more and more jobs. It's not like people wake up every morning and say, gee, how am I going to create more jobs? They don't. They say, how am I going to make my restaurant work better? How am I going to expand my restaurant? And if you've got restrictive laws about employment, this inhibits employers from, I'd rather buy a machine than employ three people. So we've got to change that calculation. And we know what to do.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. And if you grow the economy, what also happens is that if your economy is growing faster, employers are looking for workers.
Yes.
They're not doing anyone a favor. They need more workers. So they'll go out and find them and they'll train them. So you get a sort of virtuous circle where we can reduce this challenge. But if we keep pretending that we can just go on as we are, we don't have to make big and painful changes in the short term, South Africa will not deal with the scale of this crisis.
Hmm. And so much food for thought there, as always, and so much solution-based thinking as well. I'm just hoping that the powers that be do listen to what you guys suggest there at the CDE, and we start seeing these changes around the country, because, like as you said, the country can't afford to be in this downward spiral any longer. You know what I'm saying? We're chatting there to Ann Bernstein, Center for Development and Enterprise Executive Director. Names, I can see, like, you are frowning because you're always thinking about the plight of the next generation.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Chats like these, I know that definitely hits home with you. Let's hear from you as well. If you do have an opinion around this, please do send your WhatsApp voice notes to 064-664-5814. Let's check in. SABC News.